Hello, everyone, and a special shout out to all of our teachers who have finally made it to summer break. Welcome to Miss Dizrin's educational, fun, and sometimes wacky school podcast. Today is June 23rd, 2018, and I'm coming to you from the one and only University of Texas at Tyler. We have been covering many types of technology that can be used in the classroom, and today we will cover a few more resources that you as a teacher can use in your classroom. There are so many different ways to incorporate technology into the elementary classroom to engage students. Teachers all over the world are using technology in the classroom, and it can be an excellent way to motivate students who oftentimes seem not interested. By the end of this podcast, you will have many different tools to use that you can implement immediately into the classroom, or you can tuck them away into your teacher tool belt for a later use. The first resource we are going to discuss is green screens. Green screens can be an awesome engagement tool for students. I used this recently with my students. The first thing they did was record themselves using an iPad or phone. They would then upload it into an app where they could create the video in front of a green screen. The most popular app was iMovie. The students said the app was easy to use and fun for them. I was absolutely amazed by how incredible of a job they did. Students were required to review any lesson we learned throughout the year and teach it to new students, and it had to be at least 2 minutes long. Those were the only requirements that I gave them. Students worked together and designed videos that were awesome. I had students teaching about space in outer space. Some students even taught about different habitats and then placed them into those habitats with different animals. I highly recommend at least trying to incorporate a green screen into your classroom. I see we are getting tons of questions on our live feed about how we made a green screen on a teacher budget. Y'all, it was so easy. I went and bought 2 green tablecloths from the local dollar store and hung them up. Super easy. Voila, you have a homemade green screen. We're going to go ahead and move on to our next topic we will discuss today. Another great resource you can incorporate into the classroom is having students create their own podcast. I know y'all are thinking, Miss Dizrin's, why would we have students create a podcast if we're listening to you on a podcast? Guys, trust me on this. Our students are more creative than we will ever be. My favorite app to use for a podcast is an app you can download, and it's called Anchor. It is user-friendly for our students, and it allows them to insert sounds or clips. Now, why would I tell you guys to have your students create a podcast when we are sitting here listening to Miss Dizrin's talk on a podcast? Podcasts are a great way for students to put their learning into words. They can work with one another to communicate what they are learning. Podcasts and green screens are both great ways for us to incorporate our ISTE or technology standards into the everyday classroom. Okay, guys, that's all for today. I hope that you've heard some great tools and resources that you will be able to practice using this summer and then apply those into your own classroom when school starts back up in August. Remember, teachers, a little word of advice from an old teacher lady. Summer is you time. So kick up your feet by the pool and enjoy a nice cold drink. Summer is also time for you to work on your art of teaching. So please remember to read a good book, go to professional development, and always remember everyone has room for improvement. Next week, we will take a deeper look into how we can incorporate technology into math. My name is Miss Dizrin's, and hopefully you'll tune back in next week to hear all the things we'll be learning about.